BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
Standing Vice Chairman of Bình Định Provincial People's Committee Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh has signed a decision approving the investment policy for Long Vân International Hospital project. The hospital will be located in Long Vân New Urban Area, Trần Quang Diệu Ward, Quy Nhơn City. Covering a total area of 4 hectares, the project involved in the construction of a new 200-bed general hospital specializing in obstetrics, pediatrics, and cancer treatment. The total investment is estimated at over 1.3 trillion Vietnam Dong.
As of late April, Bình Định Province had completed the construction and repair of 3,580 homes under a housing support program aimed at eliminating makeshift and dilapidated dwellings. The completed work included 1,746 newly built homes and 1,834 repairs, representing over 81% of total number of households approved for support. Currently, three localities have fulfilled completed the program with all supported homes put into use. A total of 4,409 homes have been started, 99.9% of the 4,412 planned. To date, 126.76 billion VND has been disbursed, including nearly 74 billion VND from the state budget, and over 52.78 billion VND in loans from the Vietnam Bank for Social Policies.
The chairman of the Provincial People's Committee has issued a directive to strengthen disease prevention and control efforts during the seasonal transition. Under the directive, the Department of Health is tasked with coordinating relevant agencies and localities to urgently develop and implement the third phase of the 2025 measles vaccination campaign across the province. Authorities are also instructed to continue effectively carrying out the expanded immunization program, improve management of vaccination records, and organize catch-up vaccinations for children who have missed or not completed scheduled doses. All immunization data must be promptly updated in the National Vaccination Information System. In addition, the province is required to prepare and implement specific response plans for potential disease outbreaks during the summer months, major holidays, key national events in 2025, and the peak summer tourism season.
On the 3rd of May, the An Lão Trail 2025 took place in An Toàn Cầm Miêu, An Lão District, drawing around 1,000 athletes competing in four distances, 10 kilometers, 25 kilometers, 50 kilometers, and 70 kilometers. The race was organized by Secret Sport Event JSC in collaboration with An Lão District People's Committee under the theme Lost in the Sea of Clouds. The event served as an opportunity for An Lão District to showcase its cultural values, natural resources, and tourism products to visitors from near and far. It also reaffirmed the district's commitment to preserving and promoting traditional cultural heritage, building a safe, friendly, and attractive tourism environment, and advancing tourism as a key economic sector in line with the 20th Provincial Party Congress resolution. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.